The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, B'sha'at Tova U'Muslachat, and Zechut Abdelimud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Nun Zayin. Please, I was being studied in Mishma. Avram ben Esther, Moshe ben Nun, Al Hashem ben Hashem ben Eden, Amen. V'atzlahat, Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's Mishnah. On Nun Vav Amud Bet. The Mishnah is a little lower than the middle of the daf. Ve'elu kesherot ba'of. The following items are kesherot ba'of. Now we talked about animals till now. Now we talk about different wounds that will be kosher by a bird, by the chicken. The keva gargeret. Let's say the gargeret, the kaneh. The windpipe, or the trachea, got a hole in it. That's not makif rov hekef hakaneh. The hole doesn't go around the majority of the hekef of the birds. Or shenisteka, or it split down the middle, the long way. Hiketa chulda al rosha b'mkom she'ena oseh ota terefa, or chulda bit it in the head in a place where it doesn't make it a terefa. Hikav hazefek, that's the one of the stomachs of the bird. Got a hole in it. How do they call zifik in English? The crop. The biomer afilu nital. Even if the whole zifik was removed from the off, it's going to be kasher as well. Now he says over here, en kavana shenital zifik legamre. You can't say that was totally taken out. Shimken ha'ochel nofel l'tuch halal ha'beten. V'en ha'mshik mevesht ad kukeban. Which means the food is not going to be able to be digested properly. It's missing in one of the stomachs. We must have because end of the kana, she will not be able to digest the food. So therefore, v'afilu rabbi mudesh yuterefa. Ela sadish yishael min hazefik must speak. It's enough of the zefik left that it can continue digestion. You cannot say the whole zefik is gone. Otherwise, the bird will not be able to live. Okay, continue. Yatsu benim me'eha velo nekebu. What happened? Me'eha is the intestines. Benim me'eha. What happened? They came out. Velo nekebu. And they were not punctured. Okay, so Hadush, you don't need intestines to live. The intestines came out. Velo nekebu, as long as they were not punctured.
Punctured, you won't live.
Ounce totally, yeah, that's what it says. But if the hole in it's worse, they're missing totally.
You see that?
Yeah. What's gapeha? The bones of its wings. Its legs broken. Nimretu kenafeha. That's its feathers, the big feathers that are on the body. All these cases, kesher Rabbi Yehuda Amir, in the tila hanotza. What are those hanotza? Fine feathers that are close to the flesh. Pesula. So terefa. Different feathers we're talking about over here. So he says over here, kenafayim, hem hanotzot hagedot sheyesh lem shidra kasher. The certain feathers have like a spine in them. They have they're hard. Vanotza, those are the soft feathers that do not have any shidra spine inside of them. They're close to the basar. Okay, so I'll give it all the Rashi's here. Hazefek. Good, keres, it's like a stomach of the bird.
Okay.
From the knee down. Or it even broke from the top. ולא יצא עצם לחוץ.
אבל יצא לחוץ, תנען, ובהמה המקשה דהווה טרפה.
This is all talking about where the bone did not go out of the animal. It's both still in the animal.
אם נטו כנפיה, היינו נוצה גדולה שעל כל גופה.
נוצא היא הדקה סמוכה לבשר שאינה קנים. מעשה ברבי סימאי ורבי צדוק שהלכו לעבר שנה בלוד. Okay, they went to make עיבור שנה, to sit in בדין, to make a leap year in לוד. תשבתו באונו. And on the way back, they stopped in Ono, for Shabbat. והורו בתרפחת כרבי בזפק. They ruled on the תרפחת. תרפחת is the womb of the animal that is taken away, that's missing, that's not there. They ruled on the תרפחת like רבי by the זפק. Now, we don't know what that means. It doesn't tell us what they said. It just says, they ruled on the womb like the bee says by the zephyr. What is it? What did they say? Gemara explains. Ibayelihu horu betarpachat leisura kerabi bezefek lehetera, which means does it mean that they ruled by the tarpachat by a rechem that was taken away, that it's isu, that it's a terefa, and they ruled second ruling kerabi in a zephyr lehetera that the off is not terefa. If the Zephyr is taken away. So it was two rulings. Horu be Tarpahat, and they ruled can it be Zephyr. Two different rules. Tarpahat that's missing is okay, and Zephyr that's missing is okay like Rabbi. That's one way of learning the what they said. The surah. Horu be Tarpahat is surah. Tarpahat is surah, and Zephyr, that's that stomach. There. So the Gemara says, or Dilma, oru betarpachat lehetera, that they ruled that the tarpachat that's missing is okay, kerabi bezefek, just like the bee said by the zefek if it's missing. Aval kerabi bezefek lo svidlo, but they don't hold like the bee by the zefek. That means they took the tarpachat rule lehetera, like the bee is matir if the zefek is missing, but they don't hold the bee by the zefek. They hold by the tarpa'at if it's missing, like Rabbi by the Zephyr if it's missing, but they don't hold like Rabbi by himself. They hold like the other rabbis that say if the crop is missing, the Zephyr is missing, it's a problem. So that's the two ways of what they did. Kibra Sestika, we really don't know the answer to that question, what exactly they were ruling on that situation. Okay, now we look at the Mishnah. If the Zephyr has a hole in it, it's not a terefa. Okay? Now we learned earlier that if the veshet has a hole in it, it is a terefa. Now the issue is going to be over here, where does the veshet end and the crop start? Because you see, they're attached. So the question is, if it happens in veshet, even in nekev is a problem. If it happens in crop, in zefek, in nekev is okay. So they want to know where the border is. Where's the end of one and the beginning of the other? Amar Rava ve'etimar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, gago shel zefek nidon keveshet. The roof of the zefek has a din of veshet. That means even a nekev is going to make it a terefa. Echa, where's the roof of the veshet of the zefek? So it says Amar Rabbi Bai bar Abaye kol shenimtach imo, all that's pulled with the veshet. All the part of the zefek that becomes narrow into the zefek, into the veshet area. There you go. This is according to Rashi. Gagosh and zefek, the pirush Rashi. You see, as the zefek, this is going to be considered gago. So it's the part of the zefek that starts to narrow out and getting into the veshet. So if there's a hole over here, it'll be terefa. Okay. So the pictures just really answers it. If you want to see that pictures on Tenune Hall, page 80. Gago Shel Zefek. Okay, Yatsu Benim Eha. Okay, what happened over here? The Benim Ayim came out of the chicken, but they were not punctured.
The intestines.
So Gemara says, Amar Bishwel Bani Yitzhak. Lo shanu ela shelo hipech bahem. That this is when the intestines came out and they were not inverted. which means it seems the case is talking about where they came out of the chicken and then you put them back in. They came out and now you want to put them back in their spot. So the law is that when you put them back in, it's only where you put them back in the normal. You stuck them back in. There was a hole in the stomach. They came out and you stuck them back in.
Not connected.
They are.
They're still connected.
They're still connected. They're just hanging. They came out of the stomach. So it says, when you put them back in, you have to put them back in the right way. But if you put them in the stomach the wrong way, upside down, that God created like a foundation of a person, that what? The limbs. The foundation has to be right. The foundation is the limbs. If the limbs are inverted, so then the animal and the person cannot live. Is like a yesod, a foundation. Look at Rashi. And she says, "Hifich behem." What's the bottom?
High.
Right, you put the top one on the bottom one on top. Put it higher or lower. You put it in the wrong spot. Kunaniyut. Be'et kano. Kano is the base. Right. If the base of the animal is no good, which is the limbs where it rests on, so therefore it's not going to live.
The guy puts them back in, and then he makes sure. How does he know that he put them in correctly?
He has to know. He has a picture. He knows how it's supposed to look.
Leave him out in
the picture.
He's better off leaving him out.
No, it's okay. Oh, does that mean you put him back in? When it says Yatsu b'nei me'ah v'lo nekebu,
what's trying to say? He put him back in.
Came out, but we're not functioning.
Yeah, now what did you do?
What would be the reason to put him back in then?
Perusha Mishnah Tzlecha. This has to tell me that the Hadush is the office cashier. Kedushon Ma Shikvat Shehayutos Omuated Dai Bitzatam Ma'im Belvad. So it sounds like you're putting him back in.
Yeah. If you left him out,
yeah,
left him out. Correct.
Why would you put him back in? Exactly. And the Hadush is when they came out, you check there's no hole in it, put it back in.
And then if you put it in right.
You're putting him right, you're okay. Put him in wrong, you have a problem. The Gemara's going to actually tell a story that this happened, so you'll see. Tanya, that's different than Rashi. I had to be Miromer, who asecha vechonenecha. That's talking about a city that has everything in it. The Jewish people are self-governed. He created the Jewish nation, and they're able to establish and govern themselves. Memenu kohanav, memenu nebiav, memenu sarav, memenu melachav. The kings come from us, the princes, the prophets, the kohanim shneiman, memenu pinam, memenu yatet. So that's referring to it's a city that has all of its leaders in it. Amazing story. There was a goy, Arami. The Haziel Lahu Gabra, he saw a guy. Then I found me Igral Dara, he fell off the roof. I witnessed someone just fall off the roof. He hit his stomach broke open, the guy. And his intestines fell out. Okay? So he went to the guy's son and he slaughtered him in front of the sick guy on the floor. And she says he didn't slaughter him actually. He used witchcraft and black magic to make it look like he's slaughtering his son in front of him. Now the guy, obviously, when he sees that, is going to get all scared. So it says, it was an optical illusion, the way he did it. And then what would happen over here? Ingid v'itnach. When the father saw that, he said, oh! And what happened? The intestines went back in. That was a method to get the intestines back in his body so he could sew them up. Ul lema'yeneh. So the mayam went back in, the intestines went back in, and he stitched his stomach up. So that was a method in, so you see again, as long as you get the intestines back in, it'll be okay. Look at that sheet top line, the haizat enayim. You want to start from the bottom, she's just to get the whole story. Mayanam, I have a shachtek kaveh. No, he wanted him to go, oh, to get the intestines to be pulled back in, libre, and no fair, raise at the
night.
He didn't want to touch the ma'ayim. Because if he would touch the ma'ayim, he'd make a clip. So he wanted to get him back in naturally. So he did this method. That's another method, alternate method. Nishtaberu ragleha. Nishtaberu ragleha, what do we say in the Mishnah? The legs of the bird, it's okay. Ha'u tsana de inkude. There was a basket filled of birds. She says one of the interpretations, inkude is the name of a bird. If you look at that, she, in the inkude. Well, fortunately, nishtaberu ragleha. The legs broke be'al kuba lemata, from the knee down, or lemala me'al kuba, or above the al kuba, ve'en ha'etzim yotze lahutz. But it wasn't, the limb didn't come out. Be'tshuvata gaonim matzati of shahoru, it's a black bird. Ve'shemayimu, it's a water, marine bird, fowl. Ube'metzcho ha'barburot. And on its forehead, it has like spots. Lebanot. Now, Hashem Kach Nekle Inkudi Shuminumar. It's spotted bird. Anyway, what happened over here? Haud Sanad De Inkure. The legs were cut off. He says, "Haynu Beofen Shelon Nitrefu Mahmat Hashemira." Kigon Shnishbar Glim Bar Kuba Tachtona or Shnishbar Lemal Mina Aval Ena Etzim Yotze Lahutz. Okay. Explains in Kudi. Yeah, I want to see the picture. You should have the bones. Some of the Gidim we're going to have to see. That's lungs. I don't have a good picture of the legs of the animal. Yeah, there's the legs there. And I want to know where it is happening. That's the animal already. Okay, we have the picture. Let's see here. This area is an important area to know. This area in the bottom portion of the leg is called Somet HaGidim. That's like the junction that has all the Gidin, is like the veins and the sinew over there, which is very, basically, it is the most important part of it. It's Somet HaGidim. If that part gets cut, that's going to be problematic. Let's see what happened anyway. I want to go back to the Mishnah for a second. When the Mishnah said, "Nishtaberu ragleha." So, im regel haof nishpera mitachat la'al kuba haof kasher afilu im yatsa ha'etzim mechutz la'basar. When it's low, even if the bone comes out of the flesh, it punctured the flesh, it's okay. On top, when it breaks on top, it can't come out. So it's a chiluk. Bottom, even if it juts out of the flesh, yatzah ha'etzim. Top, it's got to remain inside. Okay, what happened here? That telekamed Rava, they brought it in front of Rava, batke Rava, betzomet agidim. So Rava looked at the tzomet agidim, that area over there with the sinew, to see if they're all intact. Nakshere, and he said it's okay. Gidim hem metarim, it's like strings. It connects the vessels to the bone. Tzomet ulashon chibur. Tzomet, the attachment of the gidim. Tzomet the gidim umakom shevoi gidim etabrim magdikim b'adi. That's what sinew does. It attaches the flesh to the bone. It's like a band that attaches it. He says over here, sham etabrim yachad shisha asar gidim. There's 16 Gidim over there by the bird. So it's kevan shenishperu regleha ofot samuch letzumet hagidim. So I guess it broke over here towards the bottom. Hashash lama, maybe one of the gidim were broken. So therefore he checked the gidim. He saw all the gidim were in order. Therefore he checked it. So basically, by the way, it's fair to say that the case that took place here was lemata. That was the real. They brought him birds that from the knee down, because otherwise, if it was from up here, was he checking the gidim for? So the stamad happened lower, so he was worried that maybe the break even broke one of the gidim would be a problem. He checked them, they're all intact, so it's okay. So tsumat the gidim is the key. So the Gemara says, so then what do we learn from here? When the leg breaks from the knee down, you have to check tsumat the gidim. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, shimutat yad bebehema kishera. What happened? Dislocated yad. You know the yad of the animals, there's the two front ones are called yadayim. The two front paws, and the back two are called raglayim. So it came dislodged. Picture over here. This is, we're back to animals for a second. You see, this is Zerowa, the front animal. And here, it got dislodged somehow. It came out of its socket. So it looks like this. Etzim. Again, Shemutat Yad Bebehema. The front leg came out of its place that's attached to the shoulder. Kishera. Skip the parentheses. Shemutat Yarech Be'of. The leg in the off came apart, came dislocated. Terefa. Not only that, Shemutat Gaf Ba'of. What's it, Gaf? Yeah, even if the wing became dislocated. What is he called? Gaf? Calls it a wing? Okay. Dislocated wing. I guess that's the terefa. Hayshin and Shemir Kvare. Ah, that's the point. You see the
picture here.
Here's the Aitzim Azerawa. Very good. That's the picture over there. The wing bone. And the wing bone is next to the Re'ah. The lung is right underneath it. So they're worried that when this becomes dislocated, maybe it punctured the lung. So there's nothing wrong with the wing bone itself coming dislocated. It's what it does to the lung by putting it a puncture. That's a concern. Okay? You need a picture of that? I just thought.
Why can't you check it?
Let's see now. Shemutad Gaf, here it is. Shemutad Gaf. Here's the lungs. Here's the Gaf wing. So the wings, regular wings, chicken wings. Here's the wing. So this wing becomes detached. You're worried it might puncture the lung, which is right next to it. Okay, that's on page 81 of the Munechot, on the top. The left side of the chicken with the frontal section directed to the scapula, according to the Rashi, a dislocated wing requires the nearby lung to be checked for punctures. Okay. Now, Gemara says, Ushmael Amar Tibadek. Nechel Amar Rabbi Yohanan Tibadek. Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan say, what's the problem? Check it. There's nothing wrong with the wing breaking. So therefore, just check the, or dislocating, I should say, not breaking, dislocating. So just check the lung and see if you have a puncture in it. Now, Gemara says, amazing Shita. Hezkiah Amar En Re'ah La'of. Which sounds like it's saying that the chicken does not have lungs. The Rabbi Yohanan Amar Yesh Lo. It has lungs. V'yishna ki'ale shel vered ben agapayim. And it looks like a... instead of... Remember we learned the lung of the animal? The lung of the animal was like very red. Big, yeah, and red on. So, kotle re'at of him dakim v'tzivam adom amok. Let's see the picture. Of the lungs. The lungs of the chicken. Okay. Lungs of the chicken. Yesh lo v'yishna ke'alesh shaveret ben agapeha. The lungs of the chicken. The tube coming out of the lungs on the bottom left of the photo leads to one of the bird's air sacs. Okay. Yeah. The top of the chicken with the skin, muscle, and intercostal membrane removed to expose the ribs and the lungs. So what makes these different? What makes these different? The lungs are on both sides of the wings here, and they're under this rib cage over here. So yesh lo, it has wing, has lungs. V'yishna ke'alish l'vered ben agapeah. It's like rose petals in between. Yeah, rose petals in between the agapeah, the wings. But the point is, most of the lungs of the behemah, which is big lungs that have two big size to them, two ventricles, whatever we call them, the halalim of the lungs, this is smaller and finer. That's his point. My in the alley of. What do you mean the off doesn't have the re'ah? How can you say that the bird doesn't have lungs? Maybe the tummy doesn't have lungs at all. Can't be. We see that it does have. That's the point. That a terefa will not become if it has a hole in it. What do you mean? That whatever terefa we said by the animal, we said it applies to the off. And we know by the animal, a hole in the lungs is a terefa. So therefore the off also a hole should be also a terefa. Yeter alein off. Off has an extra one. That what? Nishbara etzmer. Even if the skull bone broke, like we learned yesterday, even though the membrane did not break, it's terefa. So how could you come and tell me that it's not a terefa, there's a hole in it? Ela en lo, lo li nafel ve lo li hamer. It doesn't have a law of lungs, they can be checking it, which let's say the bird fell from the roof. Now normally if the bird, the animal fell from the roof, or the bird fell from the roof, you'd have to make a bedikah. Maybe the spine broke, maybe the spinal cord broke, but you don't have to check the lungs. On a nifula, that's what it means, endo re'a. Endo re'a meaning endo bedikat re'a when it falls. Or velo li hamer. Let's say, remember you said it falls into the fire. So you have to check the inside organs if they change colors from red to green. You don't have to check the lungs. Why? Because the tsala'ot, the ribs of the bird, are protecting it. It's in a protective cage. And therefore, when it falls, you don't got to worry about the lungs. Or when it gets scorched, these things are covering them. So therefore, not too much concerned about the lungs being affected by that. That's what I mean. That's what there's no lungs. There's no lungs. There's no bidikat lungs. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Yohanan argued on Hezkiah, he said, no, it does have lungs. He's saying, it does have lungs, and it's like two rose petals on the sides. That's mashma miklad elskesa deretle. The fact that he's explaining what they are, it's much that he understood Hezkiah to mean there's no lungs at all. And he's going, no, there is lungs. It's like two rose petals in between the wings. So therefore, it's mashma that Hezkiah saying there's no lungs at all. Ela amri b'mara. I'm sure that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina b'dvarav shel b'rabbi. From the words of b'rabbi, that's Hezkiah, the great rabbi. B'rabbi sometimes means the great rabbi. Nikar she'eno baki betanegodim. He didn't know what a bird was. He didn't know what a chicken was. See, he wasn't expert what a chicken was, because he said there's no lungs, and it's not so. Now, what in that mean? That Hezkiah was so not fluent on a chicken that he didn't know that it has lungs? That's what I'm saying. We see over here the great rabbi Hezkiah. He knew a lot of things, but he didn't know the first thing about a chicken. Now, how do you explain that? So Tosfot explains over here, or Hatam Sofer explains over here, Shevadai yadua yad haskiya sheyesh re'a le'ofot. For sure he knew that there was lungs in the birds. V'sheyesu shekot she'en re'atam onot nefladot. So it doesn't have onot, those different sections that like about by the animal. Kifi sheyesh behema, en la shem re'a legabe dine terefot. Absolutely, which means, we know it's called a lung technically, but it's not a din of a lung in yan terefot. Because since it's not the same type of lung structure of a behemah, he didn't mean en lo re'ah. He meant, we call it a lung, but a din of a re'ah, it's not going to have, because it's different in the structure. That's all he meant. Okay, next one. Amar avuna amar av shimutai yarech be'ot keshira. What's that? The leg came apart? The leg was dislocated by the thigh bone. Okay, thigh bone. Even though by a behemah it's no problem. In the thigh bone, if it gets dislocated, it's kala biyoter, because the animal, if the bone gets dislocated, it can't stand. But the bird has its wings still, so it can lean on its wings. So therefore, even if the thigh bone became dislocated, it has the wings to hold it up. So it's better. It's the case of a kula by a bird over an animal. Amar le Rabba bar Avuna. Amar le Rabba bar Avuna. Le Avuna. Vehar banan datim pupedita. Amru. They said Rav Yehuda mishemet de Rav Amar shemutat yarech ba'of terefa. That's Tiran Rav. You're quoting Rav that says dislocated thigh bone is okay. But we have a statement from Rav that says it's a problem. How are you going to answer this tida? Amar le biri nahara nahara upashte. The river and the river and its flow, which means each river flows according to its way. There's a certain river that flows with a strong current. There's one that goes with a light current, which means Rav really holds its kishera. But when he went to a certain city and had the minhag to be mahmir, he wasn't going to go against the minhag. He followed the flow. Obviously, they can say go with the flow. So he went with the flow. When he was in there, he really holds be'etzem his mutah. That's in his town. But when he goes to a different place with a mahmir on it, he's so sad. And not because he holds like that, because he's naharan naharau pashte. You see, many times when the poskim write that, when they want to write that, you know, each one followed their minhag, says naharan naharau pashte. Each one followed the flow of their river. Azal bi abba ashkechad la virmiya bar abba dekabadik betzomet agidin. Okay, it was chicken tzomet agidin. There's something happened to the leg of the chicken, and the rabbi was checking the gidim, tzomet agidim, like we said, to see if all the gidim were intact. Amar le, lamba le lemor kulehai. What are you doing that for? What do you got to check this for? Ve'adav ura marab shemutat yarech ba'of keshera. That if the thigh bone of the bird comes apart, it's keshera, which means shemutat yarech. When the thigh bone becomes dislodged, it's as if it's totally missing. That's the way they're considering it. Now, if you tell me where the thigh bone is totally missing, it's okay. So, called shekin, if it's there and just a tzumet a gidin, a cut, if the whole thing's gone, it's okay. So, Yabara says, well, Amar le. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah tells him back, Ana matnita yadan. I don't need to, I have a Mishnah. Behema shenehtechu ragleha, the behema, that the legs were broken, min arkuba ul mata, from the knee down, kishina, min arkuba ul ma'ala, pesula, vechen, kishinital tzomet agidin, vefinus mishnah, when the tzomet agidin akarov, ve'amar la ba'ala, vechen be'of, and the opposite, the same thing applies to an off. So I know what you're telling me. You tell me, oh, what do you mean? If the whole thing is missing, it's okay. Oh, tzomet agidin is a problem? I don't know nothing. I have a mishnah. Mishnah says tzomet agidin is a problem. So you will say, yahi kasha derav aderach. So you have a stira Rav against Rav. In one place, Rav is telling me that the tzomet gedim affects the bird. In another place, he's telling me that the whole thing's missing, it's okay. Oh, if it's dislodged, it's okay. Ishtik. He didn't have an answer. Rabbi Yehuda couldn't answer the stira. Amar le. So Rabbi Abba says, I'll tell you the answer. Dilma shani la bin shemuta la hatucha. Which means maybe there's a difference between where it's dislocated or it's cut, which means an ebed that is dislocated, that's as if the ebed is totally removed. However, we can still make a chiluk. Shemuta beperek abobinat tzomov ilu hachituk betzom degedin ilu mekum haperek. Kishinishmat haperek, af kishinishmat betzom nashim kilu nital ebed. Even let's say it was dislodged, when you want to consider it totally removed, ha'of kasher, kibushu yachol lechiyot. Aval kashayiru gdim nechtechu be'emsa ha'etzem, but when it's broken in the middle of the bone, afim nechtak betzomet ha'gidim, kshi arbe metal letzem ha'yerek, which means, when it's on the bottom, even though it's a low spot, when the tzomet ha'gidim are cut, it's problematic. Mashenken, if it's just dislodged, it's better. There's a difference between it being dislocated, or cut at the tzomet ha'gidim. Tzomet ha'gidim, it's not going to live. Dislocated, even though you want to say from on top, it's totally gone, it's better. The animal could live in such a case. Amar le, the at mefarash shemata de Rav. You're explaining Rav now? That this is okay, this is not okay, you're giving the perush? We don't need you to give the perush. Why? Rav explains it himself. Beferush amar Rav, shemuta keshera, hatucha pesula. Dislocated is okay, cut, no good. Ve'ante tama. Don't come along and say, what do you mean? I understand, Rabbi. The whole thing is dislocated. That's okay. But if it's a little cut on the bottom, it's a terefa. Doesn't make sense. Share hotcha mikan umeta hotcha mikan v'haita. You always know that. You cut this part of the animal lives. You cut this part of the animal, you can't compare. When it comes to terefa, you can't say culture kids. Well, if you cut this and it dies, certainly if you cut that, because you see, you cut certain parts of the animal lives. You cut other parts of the animal dies. He salik Rabbi Abba, when Rabbi Abba came up from בהביאת ארץ ישראל, אשכחת לביזירה דייתים וקבל איסור לביזירה וסירים. And he said, "Amar Gulam Marav Shemutat Yerek Be'Off Terefa." Same story. He saw when the dislocated leg of the Yerek of the chicken is a Terefa. Now, who did he say that in the name of? The Bizera Amar Gulam Marav. Amar Le. So he tells him to be Abba tells the Bizera Hayedemor. I swear on the life of the Bizera of the Rabbi. Liyomad Sadik Mon Lehacha. From the day that you have come to Eretz Yisrael, and I was in Bavel still, Haval Lan Petron Pe Kamed Ravuna. He says, we used to discuss things with Ravuna, Ushiline, and I asked him, Ba'amalan Shemutat Yarech Be'of Kishera. So you're telling me, Rabbi Zera is saying, Amar Ravuna, that Shemutat Yarech is Terefa. He said, what are you talking? Before we got to Babel, I was talking to Rav Huna. When I was still in Babel, I was talking to Rav Huna, and he clearly told me the name of Rav, that it's Tereva. So how could you tell me the name of Rav, or Rav Huna, that it's Keshera? He told me Tereva. Go on and tell the story. Vashkehten, Namel Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Abba tells the story over here. Rabbi Abba is still talking to Rabbi Zera. He's saying, you're telling me that it's Keshera. Oh, so you're telling me, Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Rav Shemutat Yerech Be'Off Terefa? He said, what are you talking about? Miyomad Nisalik Mon Lech, Miyom Sha'ala Rav Lekan Eretz Yisrael, and I was still in Babel, I asked Rav Huna himself, and he told me that it's Keshera. And not only that, he's continuing telling him a story. Ve'ashkachte name l'Rav Yirmiya Bar Abad Yativ Ve'kabadik B'tzumet Agidim. I saw once the story we just learned. He was checking the Tzumet Agidim. He was checking the Gidim of the bottom of the leg of the bird. The Akshel, and I asked him, "Lo saman amor had amarav una amarav shmutat yerek me'of keshera." If the thing totally moves apart, it's okay. So if the thing totally moves apart, it's okay. You don't got to worry about Tzumet Agidim, because if it's totally dislodged, like it's not there. So if it's not there, it's okay. So therefore, koshik and Tzumet Agidim is not a problem. Amali, I don't know what you're talking about. I know Mishnah. It's okay. Ishtik, he didn't have an answer. And I told him, actually, Vidilma Shalilina bin Shimutal Lahatukha, maybe there's a difference between dislocated and cut. Vabali, so he told me back. We need you to explain what Rav said. Befirush Abarab, Rav said Befirush. Shimuta Keshira Hatukha Pesuda. Clearly said it. That if it's removed, it's Keshira, but if it's cut, it's Pesuda. Ve'at ma biyadach. Which means, what are you bringing over here? Because he came along and said, what? It's Shemutah Yerech Terefa. But Rav himself told us that there's a chiluk between Shemutah and Hatukha. And you're coming along and saying the name of Rav. That it's a problem. Achi Amar V'chaya Bar Ashe Amar Rav Shemutah Yerech Be'Off Terefa. I'm sorry, that's what I heard. I heard in the name of V'chaya Bar Ashe Amar Rav that it's a problem. It's Terefa. וכן אמר רבי יעקב בר אידי, אמר רבי יוחנן, שמותת ירך בעוף טרפה, ואמר רבי יעקב בר אידי, אלמלא עבר רבי יוחנן באתרה, דאורו בה חברתה להתרה, which means, if רבי יוחנן was in a place, again, אלמלא עבר רבי יוחנן באתרה, if רבי יוחנן was in a place, דאורו בה חברתה, that his friends would have ruled להתרה, לא פרקיס, he wouldn't have said anything, he wouldn't have been able to go against it. דאמר רבי חנינא אמר רב שמותת ירך בעוף כשרה, which means really it's a machloket over here. She's really the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yochanan said it's terefa, but if he was in a place where they were matir it, he wouldn't be able to say anything because there's a lot of big rabbis that are matir it. תנגולה הייתה לו רבי חנינא שמותת ירך שלה. There was a story of a chicken that was in that place of Rabbi Chanina, and his ירך became dislocated. וביאוה לפני רבי, they brought in front of Rabbi והתירה לו. He said, "Mutar umlacha Rabbi Chanina." So they salted it. Ve'ava mori ba halacha le'talmidim zeitili Rabbi zeitili Rabbi, which means Rabbi Chanina went around and said, "You see this bird? This bird over here, Rabbi was matir. even though the leg became, so it's a big controversy. Some rabbis are saying if they became, it's a big controversy in Rav himself. Now what's the halakha of this? So the Gemara concludes, we don't go like any of these rulings that we just said regarding the leg becoming dislocated. Ela kiha. Here's this halakha. The sha'al Rabbi Yosef ben Noray et Rabbi Yosef ben Nevi. Kedirat kane bechama. What's the shi'ur of the hole in the kane, the gergeret, that's going to make the animal a terefa? Amar lo mishnah shelema shaninu. What do you mean? It says beferush the mishnah. Ad ki isara italki. As long as the hole is the size of the coin of isara italki, it's a problem. Amar lo. We had a little sheep in our neighborhood. Shenigdar kane shela, that its kane was punctured. The asula krumin shel kane. And what happened? They made like a patch that they were able to patch it up. Vehaita, and it lived. Which means it had a hole in it, and they patched it up, and it was able to live. Oh, you just told me that the terefa cannot live. But this thing had a hole in it, the size of an isar, and they patched it up, and it lived. They fixed it. They put something over it. So what are you talking about? It's terefa. It's not a terefa. We have a story against it. It lived. Amar lo, ve'al da'at samich. That's what you're relying on, that story over there. Gemara says, "V'halo halachar avachat b'Yisrael." Everybody knows. Here's the story we need to know. Halo, everybody knows that what shemutat yarech be'off terefa, that when the leg of the chicken becomes dislocated, it's a terefa. V'tanegolet taitalu Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta, and there was a story that Rabbi Shimon Halafta had a chicken. V'shenishmeta yarech shela, and its leg became dislocated. V'asula shefoferet shel kane. And they made like a tube that they put in the spot in order to keep the leg in place. The height that it lived. Yeah. So, but we all know it's a terefa. So how did it live? So you asked me a question. Oh, yeah, where are we? Kane, Isara Italki. Oh yeah, I'll tell you a story. We had a rachel in our town when it was Isara Italki. And they covered it up and it lived. So what are you talking about? That's a question. We all know that when the leg becomes dislocated, the yarech is terefa. And still there was a case of a story where the chicken lived. And you know what the answer is? Ma'itach lemar, toch shnem asar chodesh hava. Hachrameh, toch shnem asar chodesh hava. The story of the kane that the bird lived, you know, the animal lived, within 12 months it was living. But it died after. It died within 12 months. Which is, when you said it lived, meaning it didn't die the next day. But within 12 months it died. And then with the same thing over here, within 12 months it died. They thought, when they told the story of the bird that had the hole, that the animal had the hole in the kane, see, they patched it up and it lived. It lived indefinitely. He's, by the way, you got your facts wrong. It lived within 12 months, it lived. It lived 6 months and then it died after that. So it was the same thing like the story with the chicken. His leg became dislocated. We all know it's a terefa, and that's halakha. It's a terefa. It was a very common case. Very common to when they have to check the chicken, they have to make sure that the limbs are in intact. If it comes dislocated, it's a terefa. Oh, but they put a peg in there or something, a shivu feret, and it lived. It lived up to 12 months, but it didn't make it to 12 months. So we have no raya. So halakha, again, I don't see the. Before you go, the way you're leaving is going here. What daf was today? Nun Zayin? Here.
Gemara continues, Amnu alav, al Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta, she'askan bedevarim aya. Askan bedevarim is used to do a lot of experiments. That whenever he would read a derasha of the Hakamim and they would say something, he would go actually experiment to see if what they said, you know, is true. Not that he was questioning, but he actually liked to, you know, put it to the experiment. V'aya ose davar, and he did an experiment to show that the Biyuda was not right. Why? What did the Biyuda say? She'er Biyuda omer, im mitela hanotza pesula. Remember, the Biyuda learned in the Mishnah that if the feather of the bird is missing, it's going to be a terefa. And the Tanakama argued on that. So Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta tried to prove that Tanakama is right. Even if the birds are missing their feather, that it's not considered a terefa. So what did he do?
ותנגולת הייתה לו לרבי שמעון בן חלפתא, שנטלה נוצה שלה וניחה בתנור. So he went and he took the bird and he put it in the oven. He didn't kill the bird, but the oven was a hot place. ותלה עליה במטלית של תרסיים. And he covered it up with a matlit, with like a sheet of ore, of leather, that the blacksmiths use in their job to collect the shearings of the metal that they work with. And he covered up the bird over there in order to keep the heat insulated. So he covered the bird, insulated in the oven. Anyway, what happened? V'gidela kenafayim acharonim yoter bereshonim. And it grew kenafayim. Kenafayim doesn't mean wings over here, but it grew more feathers. And the second feathers were stronger than the first ones. So his proof was that you see the animal's not a tenefa. That obviously the animal not only could heal, but it could even get better. If it was a tenefa, the assumption is that it's not going to grow new feathers, and certainly the next feathers are not going to be better than the first. V'dilma kasabar biyuda tenefa mashbahat. Who said? Maybe the biyuda holds that at least presently the tenefa can become better before it dies. Who knows? Maybe it's no proof. Maybe he holds that it can get better and then it's going to die. Because imken b'midi de metarfa ba higdila kenafayim ha'acharonim yotem rishonim. Says that doesn't make sense, which means could be it can get better in another part of its body, but the part of the body that makes it a tenefa, that part is going to grow back stronger than the first. That much to say is not. So you want to tell me that a bird can live for 12 months, let's say, could be it can get better temporarily, but it's not going to get better in the area that causes the tenefa, and if with the second feathers that grew were stronger than the first. Okay, so that's what it says. So he proved that he was wrong. So that shows you how Rabbi Shimon used to do these experiments. And Gemara says, "My askan bedvarim." Why did they give him that name? Which means, what was the story that Rabbi Shimon did to get him that nickname, askan bedvarim, the one that likes the experiments? Amar of Mishar Shia Dikti says in the Mishle, "Lech el lemala atzel re'ed racheha v'hacham." Asher en la katzin shoter u'moshel tachin b'kayetz lachma. Shlomo HaMelech wrote a whole chapter about the lazy man. So he tells the lazy man, lech en nemala atzel, go to the ant, you lazy man, and look at its ways and become wise. The Shlomo says the ants, they work very good, they're very industrious, and they have no leader. They have nobody, no king of them. They all work in unison. But so he wanted to prove that the ants do not have a leader. How's he going to do that? So it says, Amar Ezil Ehaze I vadai hu delitu malka. Let me go check and confirm to see if they don't have a king. Azal betkufat Tammuz. So he went in the summer months when it's very hot outside. Parzel gilime akina deshum shemane, and he put his coat over the ant hole. They like a shade, so therefore he went and he put his coat or his mi'il over the ant hole. Nafak ata had minayu. So one of the ants came out of the hole. Etnach be simana. So Rabbi Shimon put a sign on that ant, so he knows exactly, so he can mark him. Anyway, what happened? He went back inside the ant to tell his friends that there's shade, he can come out. So Al Amar Lehu Nafal Tula. He went back into the ant hole, and he told his friends, Nafal Tula, the shade is here. Nafku Vatu. So they all came out. What happened? Dalyel Gidime Nafal Chimsha. He all came out. He took away his gilima. He took away his coat. He took away his cloak. And now what happened? The sun came. So they were all angry at the first guy, because the first ant told him, come out, it's shady. And all of a sudden he tricked them. There was no shade. So they got angry. all the other ants ganged up against the first ant and they killed him. Amar, so Rabbi Shimon said, you see, Shma mina let lehu malka. Must be they do not have a king. What's the proof? If there's a king, isn't there a protocol? First you have to go to the king and ask for judgment, and they have to have a bedin, and they have to have a whole system. You can't just gang up against somebody. If there's law, if there's a king, so then you have to get his permission first. From the fact that we see it was an instant, doesn't look like they asked for the king's permission, so he proved it was an experiment. So the Gemara says, what kind of experiment is that? Amar le Rav Achab dere de Rav Bal Rav Ashe Vedilma Malka Hava Ba'adayu, which means maybe the king was there. Maybe the king was there, and maybe the king told them, kill him. How do you know what happened? Maybe this happened part of the process. Iname Harmenad Malka Havunekiti. Or maybe they had permission already. That anybody that does this, the king already said you kill him on the spot. Iname Ben Malka le Malka Hava. Or maybe it was between kingdoms. Maybe there was no king at that time. But which means you're trying to prove this. So it says the Ketiv, like we have in Jewish, by the Jewish nation. Bayamimahen, En Melech Mi Israel, Ishayashar Behanav Yaseh. Like by the Jewish people, it says there was no king in Israel, there was anarchy. Everybody does what they want. Ela, you know what the answer is? Semoch Ahel Nutad Shlomo. That you have to trust Shlomo Melech. Shlomo's wisdom, when he tells you there's no leader of the ants, forget about the experiment. It is what it is.